Welcome to Shiur 21, and in the last two Shiurim we've been discussing Pasa Bavi Kissin, so let's jump right in. So again, we learned that there's a type of bread product that's not bread, but rather it's called Pasa Bavi Kissin, and we also learned that there are three types of Pasa Bavi Kissin, and they all have a mezonos bracha before eating, and an ala michya after eating. However, as we're going to see now, you could make your Pasa Bavi Kissin into actual bread, and that would necessitate washing, hamotzi, and benching. Now, the reason that we do not wash or bench on Pasa Bavi Kissin is because people do not use these foods as the mainstay of the meal. People are not koveya sud on them, and they're eaten as snacks. However, if you eat one of these products as a meal, then it becomes full-fledged bread, and you would need to wash and bench on it. Now, the reason for this is that it looks like bread. It has bread-like qualities. And the only reason we don't wash on them is due to the logic that we generally do not have a meal of these items. But if you do, then it reverts back to bread. The amount of food that you need to eat is dependent on the population, not on the individual. So if you set yourself up for a meal with an amount that most people would not call a meal, you would still recite a mezonos. However, if you eat an amount that most people would consider a meal, then you need to recite a hamotzi, even if you personally do not call this a meal. Now, how much do you need to eat of Pasa Bavi Kissin to be considered a meal? So, of course, there is a machlokas regarding this. So, some learn that the amount you need to eat, they learned it out from Erev. And therefore, if you would eat four beits in worth, or perhaps three according to others, you would be having a set meal. But most poskim disagree with this and say that four eggs worth, or the three we were talking about, is really the minimum that one would need to be koveya suda for a poor person. But for our topic, we're comparing to a real meal, like breakfast or supper. And the question is, if you were eating a meal of bread, and only bread, how much would you have for supper? How many slices? And the custom is to follow this latter opinion. So an older person or a child that eats less, so for them we would measure this amount according to whatever the average amount of that age group would eat. So based on the rules we've discussed, if you eat Pasa Bavi Kissin as a meal, so for example, you eat cake for breakfast, and you eat an amount that would equal the amount of bread a person your age group would eat for an exclusive bread meal, then you would need to wash and bench. So for example, if a man would eat five pieces of bread for their evening meal, when you have nothing else to eat, if you would eat that same amount in cake, you would wash and bench. And all spices, eggs, etc. are all included in this amount. So in terms of the holes that you commonly find in cake, so again, we would compare it to bread. So if you have a very light cake, such as a sheet cake, you compare it to a similar type of bread, a very light type of a bread also that has the same similar characteristics. Now, since there's an opinion that says the amount you need to eat is only four eggs worth, there are those that avoid eating this amount of cake because this would lead to a suffik brachos and suffik birchos hamazon, because some say this is kaviya suda, and there are others that say that it's not. However, most are mekil on this, and will eat this amount without worrying, as long as you intend it as a snack. All the halachos that we learned until now are if you eat Pasa Bavi Kissin by itself. However, if you eat Pasa Bavi Kissin with other items, as is commonly done, let's say, right, crackers with fish, with egg salad, like that kind of thing, then there are those that say that these will be counted towards the amount needed for kaviya suda. So for example, if you eat Pasa Bavi Kissin with meat or fish, and altogether you eat the amount that most people would eat for a meal, this would be considered kaviya suda, and you would need to wash and bench. So back to our example, if you sit down and have crackers with egg salad or crackers with fish, and you ate the requisite amount that a person in your age category would consider a meal, you must wash and bench. Now, this is in a situation where you eat. Now, this is in a situation where you eat the items together. However, if you eat cake and then you eat other items, so that's not called kaviya suda, as they're not connected to each other. So if you eat cake at the end of your meal, you make a mizonos. Even if you eat a bread item stuffed with potato or meat during the meal, that's not called kaviya suda, because you're eating it just as another part of your meal, not as the main part or the main dish. If one eats a pasta babakistan sandwich with meat, and you eat the amount that would be comparable to a bread meal, you need to wash and bench. So restaurants, stores, and caterers and the like that sell hot dogs and rolls that are kneaded with fruit juice, and they announce that they are mizonos, so this is not proper, and one must wash and bench on these. Now, first of all, as we explained, there's no such thing as mizonos bread. And second of all, since you are making it into a meal, you perforce need to recite a hamotzi. Now, this applies to a mizono sandwich with meat in it, pita made with fruit juice, etc. So all these require a hamotzi. So again, all of these items are eaten as the mainstay of the meal. And when one eats them, you commonly eat the amount required for a meal. And even one hot dog in a bun might be sufficient for a child. Similarly, pizza, when eating for lunch or supper, or even if you eat one slice but you have other items with it, so this is all considered to be kaviya suda. And on top of this, we discussed earlier that pizza might be directly in the category of bread and not pasta babakistan at all, thereby requiring you to wash even on a very small amount. It comes out there are two categories of kaviya suda related to pasta babakistan. So one of them is a person who eats the amount of pasta babakistan that he would eat at a bread meal, and two, a person who eats pasta babakistan with other items as if you were eating bread with the other items. So we'll stop our shiur over here and we'll continue with this topic next time.